must call you that a mighty God. Show you are mighty to me. Sister Jocelyn, Sister Jocelyn, join the children, join them for this song, please. Join them. Join them.
Join them. For the lingo.
Are you with me?
Ninam.
To this morning, even before you preach, look into your life and say, God, I am calling you a mighty name. Let your mighty hand, this mighty hand, do this thing in my life. Are you with me? Okay. Let us carry on.
I call you holy. Your name is holy. You are so holy to me.
I thank you this morning. In the name of Jesus, we call your mighty power, your mighty hand to shake your chains. We call your mighty power to shake your people. We call your mighty power to shake East London. We call your mighty hands to work miracle in South Africa. And all saints say amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Greetings to you all saints in the name of our Lord
Jesus Christ.
I need to bless you because you are such a wonderful star in this ministry. So if it is hot, go and spoil yourself with that letter.
Hallelujah.
Okay. You deserve that. They are the most wonderful people in this ministry. Give them a clap of
offering.
Their obedience is proving righteousness in the sight of God. And God called us to obey so that righteousness will be our path.
General
you know, verse here, I greet you. Pastors, my elders, the deacons, deaconess, all our guests and visitors, may God richly bless you. You are very welcome in a sanctuary where the curtains are torn and Jesus Christ is open and the holies of holies can be entered, but one condition. Pastor Richard, I greet you. Come, let me introduce you before. Maybe you play your accordion. This is my nephew. If you know Nicholas and
Nicholas.
Gabriel is the Gabriel senior brother. Hallelujah. They were three boys and they killed their mother when they were young.
See,
I don't know why they did that. No, they killed their mother when they were very young. I don't know. See. By God's grace, they are alive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's a pastor who has pastored a church over 8 years. But we need him here. I call him to come and
join us over here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Later we'll talk about him.
God
bless you. Greet the church. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Jesse, you are welcome. Jesse is... I've introduced him before. JC is a dynamic pastor. Hallelujah. But when JC travels, he doesn't want to be a pastor. Okay? JC, come and stand here. I don't care what you think. If somebody's gossiping about you, he doesn't care. But you know gossip.
Yes.
He doesn't care that the person will be disgraced or not. If you want him to be disgraced, is that not so?
Hallelujah.
But some gossip, you want also to relieve the man. He said, I am his friend. And I said, it's only your friend who speak about you.
Yes.
He didn't want to be a pastor. Now he has been caught in the net.
Okay. Hallelujah.
He's a dynamic man. When he started pulling up his ministry, you wouldn't believe that this is.
Okay.
One thing I like from him is
humble.
Brother, you are caught back in the net, you see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesse is shy when you speak about him.
He
wanted to give you bribe, but you don't have money to give bribe.
Hallelujah.
You see, so stop that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, today we are going to continue our message of boldness. I don't want you to make a mistake. Let me tell you, I've got a wonderful general overseer behind me.
Pastor Francis.
The packages he hold to support the church,
he
support the church vision in a greater magnitude. And with the help of Pastor Eastwood Ernest, may God bless you, people. You see, so we are going to speak everything God tells us, so that you, if money is your problem, Money will be under your foot.
Imali zaba phansi kwenyawo zakho.
Are you with me?
Ninam.
Please listen to me.
Mamelani kum.
Some pastor speak with jokes and pride.
Abanye pastor ba kabushuni.
Not us.
Haiti na.
Not us.
Haiti na.
And we come telling what we have not tested.
Asizo zinxelela into engakhange siyibone. Hallelujah.
Before Jesus, before Jesus made Peter and James, Peter and John told the cripple to raise up his
head.
Before Jesus did, he sent them out and said, go and do the teaching practice. Those teachers understand, before you become a teacher, who did technical courses? You go and do practical training before you come and write your last exam. So only university graduates, you don't know what they do before they become graduate.
Hallelujah.
And when they become boss, they mess the whole thing.
Hallelujah.
But the technicals, the teachers, they go for teaching practice.
Apparently, Kala.
Are your universities here have laboratories?
In universities, as now, laboratory.
They do.
Yes.
Do you have a laboratory for relationship?
Equal laboratory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give clap offering to the Lord.
Oh, can come and teach us, Andy.
You see. Holy Ghost is telling me, said the reason why church is powerful than university is this. They learn what they have not practiced.
Hallelujah.
But church, it is practice. The master himself demonstrated the power of it.
Since
the Bible said, whatever you go through, call the mighty name of Jesus. That God, what a mighty God we serve. You see, when we were singing that song, let me reveal things. God told me, permission has been granted. Pastor, the Lord told me that the reason why the angels respect God is this. They were the first creature who sinned. Are you with me? The angels first sinned before man began a sinner. This is a revelation God gave me. And immediately they sin. They saw the punishment God gave to them. So those who are with God
now,
they fear God.
Hallelujah.
So that song that angels bow before him, they know if I don't worship this man.
Please,
I am giving you the truth. Never come to church when we are worshiping you.
Okay?
Never come to church when we are praying, you are quiet. Church is not here, somebody come and say, please, mama, pray. You make up your mind before you come here. There is no gentility in your father's house. We all belong to one God, one Father, one Spirit. And when you come here, you call yourself, I'm a big visitor. Whom are you visiting? Do I stay here? Do I sleep here? So whom are you visiting? My
God,
are you listening?
Hallelujah.
You call yourself, I'm a visitor. I am a guest. Is this a guest house? Guest house, what do we do there? We sleep there.
Hallelujah.
So if you are a guest, this is not a guest house.
Are you going to enter Elena if we are not going to enter that thing?
So somebody must see you or pray. No.
What do you say?
Sit.
Can sit.
House of prayer.
Hallelujah.
You want somebody to come? Here we don't have nurses here. There are no social workers here. Are you with me? No paramedics. Okay.
Hallelujah.
no social workers. So don't stand there that somebody will come and build your psychological standing or sitting. Hello, hello.
Hi.
Nobody will come and build a psychological sitting or standing. Are you with me? Or you want us to turn ourselves away from the Lord and see you different?
Okay,
no. One God, one Spirit,
one Lord.
Is it okay, our
guest?
If you are born again, wherever you go, when I was in Cape Town with my wife, we entered a big church. And the moment we went there, Pastor, this is the worst experience I've ever experienced in my life. My wife have never prophesied in tongue in her own lifetime.
And here is a
big church. And my wife, immediately after the worship, as today I am in trouble. This woman don't understand English proper. Even if he understands what he has prophesied, how is he going to interpret? Are you with me?
He's
not here, so today I can say. He's going to Cape Town. But if you are gossiping, gossip the truth, please.
Hey!
And this church we went in, mommy. I've never seen anybody even praying in tongues or whatever. But it's a full gospel church.
But
thanks be to God. Immediately the thing ended, he stopped prophesying. Then the pastor in charge begins to interpret. And that very moment, Pastor, the revival that came into the church.
Say
God is not mighty. You know what God told me? He said, if somebody said there's no mighty God, he said, look around this world. All the strong people around this world, where are they today? And my man went to Gaddafi's, the Saddam Hussein, the Bin Laden.
Oh, Bin Laden.
If you tell you that Bin Laden is late, will you believe? And God said, I use the weak things people have rejected, and I put my spirit of boldness in them. I'm talking about boldness today. To destroy the strong one. Send boldness is the holiest thing God has given to mankind. Are you listening? But boldness is not pride. Boldness is not argument. Boldness is expressing your confidence, your truth, freedom,
pleasure,
to something or somebody. So for to empower your spirit to exercise your faith, you need boldness.
You
see, boldness must build into your will. You got my point? I want you to give me this Bible. It is in my will. I pray to God. Holy Ghost, reveal to me. But sometimes when I think about the way you are, I am afraid to ask that, give me this Bible. You get my point? God told me, the reason why I'm repeating this message, God said many of us, our blessing is already there with somebody. And God reminding me with somebody. Are you with me? God remind you with somebody. But when you talk about, when God say it is with, let us say, let me think of somebody. It is with Pastor Mankwa.
Whoa!
Did you know verse here? I'm afraid to go to him. Are you with me?
Pastor Mankwa,
because you are afraid of what? So God said, no. You have faith.
ukholo lwakho.
You pray.
Uyathandaza.
Holy Ghost is in you.
Umoya ongcwele kuwe.
But
kodwa
for me to demonstrate my power.
Ukuze mina ndibone ukukhulu bami.
You see, what God is telling us is the continuation of all the 21 days. It is time to demonstrate and have it in our hand.
Sibe naye ezandleni zethu.
But take boldness.
Kodwa uthatha ukomelela nokuqina.
Take boldness.
Uthatha ukubonakalisa.
And tell the person that
uxelela umuntu ba.
Some people promise and later they are marking time. Because they calculate the profit.
Kuba bayabala.
And the profit is too small. So they try to change their mind. And you tell them that you can't change your mind. God is not a liar. Speak the truth to the person. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Last week I spoke about. You are sitting there. You are not married. There is somebody in your life. And you want that person.
And you funa lo mntu.
To tell you that. I will marry you tomorrow. No, you are making a mistake. And because of that person.
And ngenxa yalo mntu.
Nobody approaches to you.
Akho mntu uza kuwe.
Women, listen. Women. You are not men, so I'm telling you what men are.
Listen
to this, my friend. So any woman in his good life, even if
he's
to divorce that woman, it is wrong for me that I'll take over that woman because it's an act of aggression against our relationship. So you must be careful to be in many men's hands. Are you with me?
Hallelujah.
You must be very careful in many men's life.
Oh.
So whatever you have got now,
people
and tell you that no, we are in relationship. Let us face God. If you have been able to bring your boyfriend or girlfriend to church, for pastors to know and cancel you, today we could have many of you married. But that boldness,
God,
you are hiding.
Are
you with me?
Hallelujah.
The reason why church is not growing, many people have got secret power, wisdom, gifts. But they are afraid to say, I can do this. Since by the power of the word, today, come out with boldness. One time in Eskom, I went to enumeration manager, the manager who gave us, who set on how people are money are increased and what. And I told him that, why I need increment. And why my increment are not increased? Why my salary are not increased? You know what he told me? It is not me who will increase your money. He demonstrates something to me. Look at my staff. I've shown my staff personal development plan. His department, everybody has been offered a scheme car. Are you with me?
Hallelujah.
I'm bringing this practically for you to understand the message.
Amen.
So, if you come to his department, he show you what you can do, even if it is a course, the courses that you can go, so that you can qualify a scheme car in a very short time. But he said, your manager know it. He told me, your manager know it, but they don't show it. Say, God bless you. And I went to my manager. And I brought her. It was a woman. I said, increase my salary. You answered me. I told you already. And that was the year I got 4 times increment. You have something within you which is agitating you. Something within you makes you discomfort. It could be your husband behavior, your wife behavior. But you are afraid. If I say it. But that is the only way
God,
freedom will come.
Oya ufumana ku ukulule.
Let me read something for you.
Masifunde swen.
When we were worshiping, the Lord was telling me something I must tell the church and myself. He said this. We must learn to be mature, humble, and bold to live in the freedom of grace God has given to us. Learn to be what? Mature. Mature means what you are saying is not lies. It is real. You have seen it. You, my husband, this is what you are. 4 times, 5 times, 2 times, is true. I've got witness. Are you with me? And today we are sitting to solve it. It's enough. We are sitting between Satan and God. We need to be clothed with holiness, but we are sitting between Satan and God. Are you with me? Will you change or we depart? Because we can't serve two masters. Are you with me? Bible said be matured. Be humbled and have boldness to live in the freedom of that God has given you in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. If Christians are bold to tell the whole world the truth about Jesus Christ, we can be a great nation, but not the society. God wants Christianity to be a nation, not a society. But as I was talking with Pastor Francis yesterday, he mentioned something. We always preach bad news. We always preach what? Bad news. You have a friend. You know his action. You love the person. You are here, he's at home. And from here you are going back to him to go and eat and to go and buy and to go and do whatever. And you said you are Christian. God said be matured. Be humbled. And have boldness to live in your... Otherwise, because of that friend, every day you are confessing. Church, are you alive? Boldness means confidence, fearless, freedom of speech. And the Bible said, this is one of the results of discipleship. They were confident. They were fearless. The pain here, somebody is here. You are always called yourself a Christian. A husband who sleeps with you. This is the shameful thing I've seen in this world. A wife who sleeps with you is always at home and you call yourself a Christian. How do you become a disciple? That your husband is a atheist or pagan? Or your wife is an atheist or pagan? Since are you listening to me? He said, this is the result of the discipleship. The first thing, number one, you need to do is to disciple your wife, disciple your husband, and disciple your children. There is somebody here. You are here, your children, you don't know where they are. And you call yourself a disciple of God. Most of such person want to raise hands and pray for you who has got your wife and children here. Are we not ashamed of ourselves? How we call ourselves Christians? One of my roof is covered and one of my roof is open or leaking. And you are bragging that I've got a wonderful house. I don't say your friend must be in this church, but make sure your friend is as Christian as you are. When you are church, it's a choice. But you must pick a choice church, but make sure that your friend is a Christian. We must be bold and speak the truth. That is why Hebrews chapter 4, Hebrews said, for sisters, let us come to the throne of grace with boldness. The word boldness is confidence. Now these days, if people own you, they agitate you, afraid of the one who owns you. What is the point? You own me and I'm afraid of you. No, I don't want problem. Because the Lord Jesus Christ said this. And when you come to church, pastor is the problem to teach you. If somebody owns you and you don't know how to sow and reap, how are you going to be rich? Be bold to collect everything that belongs to you. Listen, the world know that Christians in this world are fearless. Are fearful. I don't know which one is correct. We are of so much fear. So they would intentionally do something, and because you fear shame, they will say, "This pastor Mankwa, oh, you are a pastor," and they are so quick to say, "Oh, you are a pastor and you are doing this." Oh, so because I'm a pastor, you must come over me. That's so. My Bible tells me that he has given me power to trample over scorpions and snakes. It is me who has to trample over you, not you from the world. Are you with me? If you are not bold, you write another Bible. If you are not bold, you write another Bible and you read wrong Bible. Bible. And you quote wrong quotations. And there are weak quotations in the Bible. But Bible didn't refer it to be practice. He will make it as a reference to be bold and move on.
Bible so is a
The spirit is willing, the blood is what? The flesh. Did Jesus really say that your spirit must will and your flesh must be? Why do you quote it that way? Did Jesus really tell you that? No, have a spirit to will. By your flesh, leave it for everything. Let them bite you. If snakes comes, let them bite you. If these cockroaches come, let them go through your nose. Because the flesh is weak, it can't stop them. Are you with me? If sickness can leave it, because by all is the body who must suffer sickness. And then Monday you come and say, how many of you are sick? Or the whole church, you don't have the whole church, you come to church on Sunday, and Monday all of you are sick. You are shameful. No excuse. Jesus used boldness. Our message topic is boldness. Hebrews 4:16. So if I put it on from Hebrews 4:16, please. You guys must listen to us. Even faith, Ephesians 3:12. Christ show us how boldness is exercised in faith. Hebrews 10:19 and Ephesians 3:12. Christ show us how boldness is used by faith. So God is saying, if you have faith, you must be demonstrated by what? Boldness.
If thou no call, people
who are too bold, they receive everything they want. Either they are Christians or they are Christians. He will agitate you. He will call you, Sister Miriam, Sister Miriam. Every hour you call you. And by so doing, you become agitated and say, take it.
If you ask when I want to bang, would it be
Proverbs 28 verse 1.
It
says that the righteous are bold like lion. But the wicked is always pursued. By every righteous person, you are as bold as what lion. Because you are not bold, your righteousness is covered by sin.
Kodwa ngenxa yoba ungalunganga ubungcwele bakho bugunyele lesisono.
A pastor can tell the wife
or
the husband that no, this is wrong. Not even the children. And then what church, what house are you building? Don't you know that the Bible said if you can't rule your house, you can't lead a church? How do you become a deacon that you don't know what is right, what is good? Don't you know that the Bible said we shouldn't have anything to say about you? Don't you know that you shouldn't be somebody meddling in other people's cases? Though one thing, the negative part of boldness is that anybody who is bold is hated. And number two, you are more exposed. If you are in a company, everybody knows you. Oh, Pastor Amangwa, oh, Amangwa, we know him. You are more exposed that. And they can give you a name, BBC or whatever, they can give you a name. But you speak the truth. Wherever you are, you could see that everything is intact. Bible says you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. And you don't light a light and hide it under what? So let your light shine. Why are you light and we can see how you perform at work, at house, at even the community? One time I went to Ghanaian community meeting.
Can you mean that?
And all the things that they talk, it doesn't make sense. And I rose up and tell them, ABCD, we don't have time. We are not the babies of Ghanaian community. Hello, we are the children of God. So when we come here, it doesn't mean that you can tell us anything that you want. And after the meeting, you know what? Somebody came and told me, opposition. Okay. Opposition. And I said, if there's no righteousness here, the opposition must quit. I'm here to build society. I'm not here to destroy society. So if society sees me, opposition, they're not going to quit. I'm going to work. When I tell them the truth, they will follow me. People have got rubbish insult on you. And let me reach one thing for you. They were not only subjected to violence and persecution. The disciples, because of their boldness, but also were the constant subject of ridicule. They will not persecute you for being bold. Only they will ridicule you. I always see some of my leadership, even the more especially the when you are preaching and you come and say something, two people say, he's coming to preach another topic. They see two people sit and ridicule about you. They make jokes about you. And when I meet you, come and sit here. I am bold as what? A lion. A righteous is as bold as what? I will expose you. We are sitting in the church. Pastor, I should, let me tell you, the people say, who are the people? The choir say, you are this. And when you ask me, oh, no, that is not, the one who said the thing is not important. But the message is not important.
Do
you know the Bible said, be careful of what you hear?
Amen.
At Mark 4:24, he said, be careful of what you hear. Okay? So, you can't come and tell me that they say, and you can't mention the name, it is Paul or
James.
He still would understand the message when you know it comes from Paul and Janet, because, oh, I know Janet, he already hit me. Oh, I know, if it is Paul, Paul is a disciplined man. He's talking what? The truth. But when would this Paul be disciplined? Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
You see, the source of a message make you understand what? The message. But when you come and tell me, Pastor, the church said they don't want this, and you can't tell me ABCD to
trace
the source, what do you want me to do? You want me to operate in darkness? Say, let us be bold to confess our faith. Be bold to claim what we need in the Lord. Be bold to say what is right. But please, I am begging you. I'm ending my message. Boldness is not pride. Boldness is not insult. Boldness is not ruling. Boldness is not bossing. God bless you. Boldness is telling you what is right so that I can get my freedom and you can get your own freedom. Are we going to practice that? Then I tell you by the oath of the Almighty God that you will receive multiples of miracles in
2012.
Boldness produce trust in the Lord. Isaiah 50 verse
7.
The fear of God depends on how bold you are. Acts 4:19 and Acts 5:29. All faithfulness of God depend on your boldness.
Bonke ukunyanzeka kukaThixo kuxhomekeke ekuqinisekeni kwakho.
To be faithful is to be bold. Sometimes God can reveal something about anybody, but God will call you unfaithful because you were fear to tell the person. And God will let you
know
from today you are unfaithful to me. Bible says without faith we cannot what? Please God. So please be faithful to God and tell people the right thing God have told you.
Are you with me?
One thing in boldness that you have friends. Your friends will only be those who have got problems to come and ask Mr. Boldness what we can do. You watch Bold and Beautiful. How many of you watch Bold and Beautiful? Let us give them a clap offering. How many of you watch Bold and Beautiful? One woman is too bold that he doesn't bother to marry the son, the husband, the brother, friend, whatever friend, and they said it is beautiful.
But
is it not beautiful? One man can design all the family from the child, from the friend to the
family.
One woman, he married from here to
here.
His wife is, this is beautiful.
I connected
them in one net, and they call it bold and what?
Okay.
Are you with me?
Yes.
shameful boldness and beautiful. Hello? Please. We have a God who is so mighty. We have a God who is so this. He said, even boldness is you must have boldness in prayer. Like what God told us this morning. If all things become what you don't know, God call you a mighty God, show me your mighty hand. You must be bold. Even when you sin, one thing that you want, when you sin, fear grip you. But out of sin, get that boldness and go to God and say, forgive me. Practice boldness in all angles. But I'm warning you, boldness is not pride. Boldness is not enmity to somebody. I'm going to tell Pastor Mr. Martin, you, it's not anger, it's not fight. It is not going to fulfill grudge, but expressing the truth and freedom between us. That is why it is sin to tell something to somebody, and when he is angry, you are also angry. It is sin. You come and tell me everything, I will be angry because sometimes I want to do what I like, and God is telling you to do what God wants.
So
anger in Christian spiritual anger is spiritual sins are this: what God wants you to do and what you want to do. When God will reveal to somebody, and when the person comes to tell you can be angry. In the days of Jeremiah, in the days of Ezekiel, in the days of Isaiah, God tell them to go to the king, and this is what they want and what God wants. So they always arrest the prophets. That is why I say that these days it is shameful. They call themselves modern prophet. I don't know where God made prophecy, some modern and some old. It's a shameful that this modern prophet is that to talk what God has got for you in life. They talk of material things. Plane ticket. Going to buy plane ticket is a prophecy.
Prophet Banamshanje, but Zangapanje is in dozen yam.
You
take a ticket in a plane. Prophet, let you. Prophet also. I see so.
Professor, you travel to abroad. Travel to America. Must it be a prophecy?
And
what is the person going to do is not defined.
Hey,
and a graduate like Pastor Francis, instead to work here and be a professional, married and buy his nice Peugeot with a wife, you prophesy to him, he never go and marry, he never have children, he's in America.
Now,
all the jobs
he
is to be in washing the place in what?
Restaurant.
Because of poor prophecy in America. Go to Europe. Many graduates have lost hope because of poor prophecy.
If
you take all the nice university degree to America, and American government will say no. But unless you do this and that, and he doesn't have money, and it takes longer years, he hasn't got papers. So in the end, he end up doing odd jobs. Why do you tell somebody why his mind is not there? Are you with me? And conscientize him to act upon your will, not the will of God. That is why you need Christ. Use the word of God to be bold, not your own ways. Are you with me? Boldness comes from the word of God. So if you are coming to tell me anything, and you say, I hate Pastor Manko today, he said boldness, I'm going to him direct. I will ask you what word of God gave God, what word God gave you behind this. Are you with me? The Bible said he did not call us into spirit of what? Confusion. You stand up. The Bible says, there is a song that says, be bold, be strong. 2012, the church is carrying the power of boldness.
2012,
the gift of boldness. So when we are praying and you are not praying, we will call you, Yahweh, are you among us? It means when we are praying, you are also chanting. You will discipline you surely. Are you with me? When we are worshipping, you are also doing incantations. Are you with me?
Hallelujah.
We will discipline you with the power of boldness. Are you with me?
Hallelujah.
So be bold, when we are worshipping, you also worship. It is a holy thing. Be bold, when we are praying, you also pray. Be bold, if you are witchcraft, report to the nearest police station before you manifest.
God
will never forgive you.
Oh my God.
That is not our business to nurse witchcraft.
Are you with me?
Our business is to cast out demons. Are you with me? So prayer tower, wake up. Wake up, I beg you by the grace of God upon me. If somebody is manifesting, arrest that person on next week on your prayer meeting and make sure he say everything. If he's a liar, mark that person.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Hi.
The power of God is truth. Have you got a message? Let us go home and be bold. Let us pray. Tell yourself to this morning, Father God, Father God, this morning I thank you for your word, of boldness. This morning, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, it is you, who work out and through me and in me the power, of boldness. Right now, in the name of Jesus,
in my life,
in my calling,
in my gift,
in my talent,
in my marriage,
in my business,
in my friendship,
in my society,
in everything I do,
right now,
in my workplace,
I ask you,
in the name of Jesus, Father,
grant me your mighty hand,
of boldness,
to exercise
the Christian faith.
So that
glory
will be given to you, through my life.
Jesus.
Make a prayer of one thing you fear.
Yes, today,
Father, I am going with boldness. I am going to tell that manager my peace of mind. I was looking for a job, one manager. He told this to me, and when I phoned him, he said something. I said, don't try to escape me. You must do it, because we have an agreement. No, I said, do it. 3 days later, I phoned him. He said, oh, I've sent your papers through, and things are working. If you're not
poor,
people will think twice about you. Listen, if you're not born, your business consultant will think twice about you. Your husband will think twice about you. Your friends will think twice about you. Your business partners will think twice about you. And when somebody thinks twice about you, and the latter is his profit, you lose. Lift up hands and thank the Lord. Thank him that he has given you a spirit of boldness. And you are going to act and succeed.
In
Jesus' name. Father, thank you for all things have been done.
For
you are great.
We thank you, Father God, for giving us a spirit of boldness, my God. Father, from now on.